Listen Up Audiobooks presents Freak Show Without a Tent, Swimming with Piranhas, Getting Stoned in Fiji, and Other Family Vacations. Written by Nevin Martell. Narrated by Bernard Sotero Clark. For my family. What a long, strange, wonderful trip it's been. A journey is a person in itself. No two are alike, and all plans, safeguards, policing, and coercion are fruitless. We find, after years of struggle, that we do not take a trip. A trip takes us. John Steinbeck, Travels with Charlie, In Search of America. Prologue. I have always found comfort in the steady drone of a jet's engines. Their thrumming white noise decompresses me as I head out on vacation, serves as a lullaby as I slip into sleep, and cradles me one last time as I return home. This whooshing, whirring soundtrack accompanied our flight to the tropical getaway of Nevis. We were halfway there, soaring somewhere over the Caribbean Sea. Lunch had been served, and I had eaten all of it. Every bite of rubbery chicken with glutinous cream sauce, tasteless steamed broccoli, and the freezer-burned salad drenched with chunky Thousand Island dressing, plus a square of chocolate cake that was equal parts sugared lard and cardboard. At the time, this mass-produced corporate fare seemed like a treat when compared to my mother's homespun cooking. Though I was only 6 years old, I was already a seasoned traveler. My parents took me on my first trip shortly after I was born. We headed to Cognac, France, where they let me crawl through chateau hallways and eat French fare off their plates. Trips to Spain and Italy followed. Most recently, there had been a vacation to Bermuda, an experience that made me naively believe I knew all there was to know about island living. To drive that point home to strangers on this trip to Nevis, I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt dotted with tiki gods and hula girls. Sunglasses with a black bridge and neon green temples hung jauntily at its V. Around my waist, a fanny pack was firmly strapped, chock full of goodies from my mother. Every time we took a trip that involved more than a couple hours in transit, Mom would curate care packages for my sister and me. To amuse myself, I began unpacking mine and carefully cataloging the contents on the tray table. 4 all-natural fruit leathers. 1 blackberry, 1 raspberry, and 2 strawberries. Yellow crackers and spreadable orange cheese. A small square paperback of the Swiss Family Robinson. Explorer-themed playing cards. $5 in spending money. In other words, everything I could ever possibly want or need in the case of an emergency situation. If we got stranded somewhere, like the Robinsons, I was certain that I could subsist on these supplies for 3, if not 4, months. I carefully repacked my survival kit and strapped my fanny pack back on, giving the belt an extra tug to ensure it was snugly attached. Leaning across my sleeping younger sister Josephine, I waved a hand at my parents to get their attention. My mother was reading while my father nursed his second scotch on the rocks and contemplated the seat back in front of him. His gaze didn't shift. She turned immediately.
"Thanks, Mom. Awesome stuff,"
I stage whispered across Joe. She lowered her book.
"I'm glad you like it. Don't eat everything before we get there. Space it out."
I nodded vigorously. She clearly didn't know I was in survivalist mode. Anyway, there were more important issues to be addressed.
"I have to go to the bathroom."
Craning her neck toward the back of the plane, she nodded.
"All right, no one's in line. Be quick about it."
She returned to her paperback, while I unclicked my seatbelt and shimmied into the aisle. The sign in the slot on the door read vacant, so I twisted the handle and popped in. When you use a plane bathroom accompanied by a full-sized adult, who made sure you wiped completely and didn't pee on the lid, things are pretty cramped. All alone, it felt almost spacious. I could just see the top of my head and thick Coke bottle glasses in the mirror above the sink. When I sat down on the toilet and stretched out my legs, they didn't even touch the door. Sitting back, I let my eyes close as I
Sample complete. Ready to continue?